Beis on the Beis. Mara says like this. Ureminu Ahavakasha. Ahavakasha in our Mishnah. Kids again, the beginning of the Mishnah said that Hanoidim min Acholot, if someone makes Nitzan Neder not to drink milk, so the Mishnah says Mutta Bekum. He was allowed to drink the way the water of the milk is allowed to. For Rabbi Yossi Iser. Rabbi Yossi said no. When you ask for milk, you also mean what comes out of the milk the way it's also awesome. So we have a kasha on this. But the more Reminu have a kasha. Says Alocha min hadoshim. If somebody makes an issa neder not to eat lentils, min hadoshim, is also bashishim. He's also to eat ashishim. Because ashishim are hadoshim that are fried in honey. Rashi says, Tamagavlun matagnim bedvash. They fry it with honey. So therefore, it's a type of hadoshim, it's a type of lentils. Just that they fried it with honey, therefore it's also. But Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter. If someone makes an issa neder, not eat adoshim, the lentils, he's allowed to eat this type of a dish that's lentils with honey. So who you see that what comes out of the lentils is mutter. So how come in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, if somebody makes an issa neder not to drink milk, he's even also with the whey, with the kum, why? The kum is called something else. So just like over here also, if you make an issa neder not to eat adoshim, Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to eat ashishim. Even though ashishim is mamish adoshim, it's lentils. Just since you took these lentils and fried them with honey, it has a new name on it, it's mutter. So the chur away, the kum of the milk, should also be mutter. So here for Sakasha, to steer in Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara answers no. Marki Asri or Marki Asri. Each one goes according to how they spoke in their town. What does that mean? The Asri, the Rabbonin, Kori, Lechalbo, Chalbo, Lekuma, Kuma. The Pshat for now, Mishnah, the reason why the Rabbonin say, if somebody makes an Issa Neder not to drink milk, he's allowed to drink the whey, because in their town, milk was milk and whey was whey, two different names. Therefore, if somebody made an Issa Neder not to drink milk, he only meant milk, and he did not mean kum. He's mutter the kum. Ma'ashen kein ba'asre to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi argues, because he holds in his town, lekuma nami kore lekuma dechalba. Because people used to call a kum the way, the kum of milk. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds, if you're making this a neder, not to drink milk, you also include kum. Because in his town, kum the way was also called milk. It was called Kuma de Chalba. So that's why the Mishnah of Yossi holds it's also to drink even the whey. Mashenken over here, it's good. The Mishnah later. If someone makes an Issa Neder not to eat Adoshim, he's allowed to eat Ashishim according to Rabbi Yossi. Because Ashishim, even though it's Adoshim fried in honey, but it has a new name now. The new name is Ashishim. They don't call it Adoshim anymore. So therefore, it's not included in your Neder. Therefore, there's no kasha in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi only says the way, the kum of milk is also, because in his town, they called the way kumo de chalba. Tomorrow, Tanya will learn like this. Hanoide min hacholof. If someone makes an issa neder not to drink milk, is mutter the kum. He's allowed to drink, like our Mishnah says, he could drink the way. That's not called part of milk. It's not called milk. Min hakum. Someone who makes an issa neder not to drink the way, is mutter the cholof. He's allowed to drink milk. Min hacholof, someone makes an issa neder not to drink milk, is mutter begvina. He's allowed to eat cheese. Cheese is not called milk. The same thing, min hagvina, mutter becholof. You make an issa neder not to eat cheese, you're allowed to drink milk. Min haroitev, if you make an issa neder not to eat roitev, that's the juice, the gravy that comes out of the meat, is mutter bekefa. You're allowed to eat the kefa. We said the kefa, that's like the small pieces of meat that comes to the bottom of the pot. That's not called gravy. You only meant to ask for the roita of the gravy and not the kefir. Min ha-kefir, somebody makes an issa neder not to eat the kefir, that's the small particles of the meat that came to the bottom of the pot, is mutter b'roitav. He's allowed to eat the gravy. The gravy doesn't have pieces of meat inside it, therefore it's not called kefir. What about a momar boso ze olai? Somebody says this piece of meat should be yosa to me, then the locher is osa boy of a roitav of a kefir. And we had before, when you say this piece of meat is also, so you're offering this meat, whatever comes out of the meat is part of the yisa. So therefore you can't eat the gravy of this meat, And then what did you can't eat the kefir? The bottom part that come to the bottom of the meat, that's all awesome. Hanoidim in ayayin, someone makes an is a neder not to drink wine. The locher is mutter betav shol sheyesh by tam yayin. You're allowed to eat bread that has a tam, a taste of wine inside it. Because you made a neder from wine, you're not allowed to drink wine. That was your neder. If you have food that just has a taste like wine went into the food, you put some wine into the meat, and the meat has a taste of wine, that's mutter. Because you're not eating wine, you're eating meat. You didn't make a neder on meat. You only made a neder not to drink wine. What about Omar Koinem Yayin Zer Sheni Toyim? You say clearly you're making this a neder on this glass of wine that's in front of you. You're not allowed to drink this glass of wine. So this glass of wine becomes also to you. Then we say, V'nofel atech atavshel. If this wine now fell into a kugel, fell into some food, the locher is, im yesh boi tam yayin, if in this food, whatever it fell into, in the potatoes, if in the potatoes now you taste wine, the locher is a reza also. It's also to eat these potatoes. Even though you're not eating wine, you're not drinking wine, you're eating potatoes, but since you made an issa neder not to drink this wine, so this wine is also to you. Yeah. So the Ran says a little bit different. The Ran learns, Koinem yayin shani toyim v'nofo tavshul, v'eshma tamiyan arezo osa, t'chivon diyoma sheni toyim. The Ran says also, because since he said a lashon of sheni toyim, he's not going to taste this wine, so his osa afilu ade terubois. It's called you're tasting the wine. As you said a lashon that this yayin I can't taste, so therefore the taste of the wine is also asa. So therefore if the wine goes into potatoes, and now the potatoes taste like wine, it's asa to eat these potatoes, because that was your neder sheni toyim. You can't like taste it. Right. The Mishnah says, "Hanoidim min anovim." If somebody makes an issa neder not to eat grapes, the locher is mutter b'yayin. You're allowed to drink wine. Wine is not called grapes. What about min azesim mutter b'shemen? If you're making this a neder not to eat olives, you could use the oil. Omar koinem zesim v'anovim elu shein itoyim. If you make a clear neder that these olives or these grapes are osur, that I won't taste them, then the locher is also behem of yaitzim him. You're also to eat him and whatever comes out of it. The wine or the oil that comes out of it is also also. See with the way the Ran says, since you said loshen of shein yitoyim, you meant to say you can't taste it either. So the taste of the grapes, the wine is also, or the taste of the olives, like that's the oil, is also. Or else, Tom, since Lamaisa, you said these things are also to you, you're making these things like issa to you. So therefore, whatever comes out of it is all part of the neder. Russell like this. Boyi Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma has a question like this. What is Elu Dafka? Our Mishnah says a difference. If you said Elu, you said these grapes or these olives, then it's also the wine and the oil. So the Shaila is the word Elu Dafka or Yishayna Tayim Dafka. Like our Mishnah, you said both. The Mishnah says at the end of the Mishnah, if you say Elu Omar Koinem Zeisna Venovim Elu, you said these grapes, these olives, and you said sheni toyim, I would not taste it. So you also what comes out of it also. So Rav Chama has this shaila we just spoke about. What's the main point here? Is the main point the fact you said elu, the fact you said these grapes, the fact you said these grapes, you even meant hasam what comes out of them also, or else no, maybe it's not the word you said elu, but it's sheni toyim dafka. The main part is that you said you won't taste it. Since you said you won't even taste these grapes, therefore, any taste that comes out of the grapes is also wasa. So that's the shayla. So wasa like this. If you want to tell me, elu dafka, that the Mishnah, the main thing is that you said elu these grapes. If so, shayna toyim lomali. Why does the Mishnah have to say then the double lashon of shayna toyim? If elu was enough, the Mishnah just should have said, if somebody says, hoyma koinem zeisim vanovim elu, it should have said it's also kiyetzim bahen uviyetzim hen. Why does the Mishnah have to also say shein yitoyim? So it would be mashma, you need the lashon of ein yitoyim also, that you would not taste it. That's what makes it also even to taste what comes out of it. So Mar says, no, maybe there's no proof. Hokomashmalon. I tell you, the Mishnah means to teach us like this. Maybe even though you say the Lashon Kainim, that alone is not enough, maybe. Just I'm saying Kainim, Sheini Tayim, I'm making this an edda that I can't taste grapes, maybe that would also only mean you can't eat the grape itself. But maybe the wine that comes out of it is Mutta. So therefore the Mishnah has to say, even if you said Sheini Tayim, E Diyomer Elo Misasar, if you also said the word Elo, then it becomes Asur, what comes out of the grapes. V'loiloi, but if you did not say the word Elo, it's not Asur, what comes out of the grapes. So therefore, for now, Mishnah, we have no proof. But that's from about Chomishayla. So the Mishnah says, Elo and Shein Netoyim, what's the main thing that makes even the wine that comes out of the grapes Asur? Is it the fact you said the word Elo, or is it the fact the word you said Shein Netoyim? So my Rav says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Says Koinim Peris Elu Alai. Somebody says he makes it. It's a neder that he can't eat these fruits. These fruits are like a korban to him, or else Koinim Hein Lepi. These things are also to my mouth. So that's a lashon of making that these fruits are also. The lach of the Mishnah says later is that also vechilufayim uvegudulayim. You're also if you have an exchange of these fruits. If you made these apples are also to you, and then you exchange it with somebody else for their peers, the exchange is also also. If you plant these apples, what grows out of it is also wasa to you. That's what the Mishnah says. But it's mashma if what comes out of them. Let's say you have grapes. Mashma, the wine that comes out of it, that's mutter. The Mishnah only says the chilufin and the gudulayim is also. But mashma, what comes out is mutter. So you see, even though you said the word elu does not include what comes out. So then Pshan now Mishnah would be because you said Sheini Toyim Loi. So Gemara says no. Maybe Hu Adin the Afilu Biyotsum Yamasa. Could be in the Mishnah later. If you said these Paris Elu Olai, maybe even the wine that comes out of the grapes is also Asa. So why doesn't it say it later? Vu Adifule Lashminon Techilu Feyen Kigadulehen Dami. The Mishnah wants to say another Kiddush later. That Techilu Feyen, if you make an exchange for those grapes, you get other food, so the other food is also wasa. That's a tremendous chiddush, even though it's not the food itself, but since it's the exchange of it, for that it becomes wasa to you. So the Mishnah later wants to tell us this chiddush, that the chilufayim is like what grows out of it. But it's very possible to say that it could be what comes out of the fruit. If you said these grapes are wasa to you, it's very possible to say that the wine that comes out of it is also wasa. So again, you have no proof. Toshma, come and now bring another proof. Says Allah, somebody says, She'eni oichol, v'she'eni toyim. Somebody says, I won't eat the apple, or I won't be toyim the apple. And the answer is clearly, mutta v'chalufayim, uvagdalayim. That it's mutta the exchange, and what grows out of it. You didn't say elu, you didn't say these are also. You just said, She'eni toyim, she'eni oichol. You just said, you're making this a net that you won't eat a grapes. So the Yistam said you won't eat grapes, what's also is to eat grapes, but if you have an exchange for grapes, that's mutter, or what grows out of the grapes, that's mutter. We're making a diuk, but it'll be mashman though, the wine that comes out of the grapes, that's also. So you see, the main thing is you said, since you said you won't taste the grapes, that alone is mashm, even the wine also is also. So Mar says, no, it could be. I did loinosa bereisha yoytsa mihen. Since in the ratio, the first part, it did not talk about the loch, about what comes out of the grapes, is loinosa vnami the seifa yoytsa mihen. The seifa also doesn't talk about what comes out of it. But it could be it has the same halacha. It could be maybe even what comes out of it also maybe is mutter. Without you didn't say elu, you only said sheni toyim lecho, maybe what comes out is mutter. So in that Mishnah you have no proof. Toshima coming up, bring another proof. It says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, view this sounds like this. Maisa once happened, V'yosa Rabbi Tarfin Olai, Beitzim Shenishbashlu Imai. The Mishnah said the case was, where somebody made an Isaneh did not eat meat, and then they went and cooked the meat with eggs. So it says, the Mishnah says the eggs are also asa. That V'yosa Rabbi Tarfin Olai, Beitzim Shenishbashlu Imai. Now, all my lord, the Chum said back to Reb Yehuda, Amos, when did Reb Tafan say it's also to eat the eggs? Bisman shah my boss is the line. If somebody made a neder that this meat should be yosa to me, if you say boss is the olai and a chanami, then because then we say shanoidim min adover, if you said this meat is yosa to you, you made the meat yosa. Therefore, the locher is when it's arav biyachar. If now this piece of meat gets mixed up with other meat or with other food, v'yesh by benoy sentam, this piece of meat now gets mixed up with potatoes. And in the potatoes now, you could taste the meat. Hareza osa, staka osa. So you see clearly in our Mishnah, even though we only said, boso zeolai, he only said, this meat should be osa. He did not say a loshen of sheni toyim. So you see, even though you didn't say the loshen, you won't taste it, just by saying, this meat, this food is osa, you mean to say the food is mamish like treif to you, and what comes out of it is also osa to you. So we have a pshitas, that when you say the word elu, these fruits, that's enough to make even what comes out of it also also. So Mara says true, that be elu loikemi boilon, didafkehu, true, if once you say the word elu, these grapes, these olives, for sure what comes out of it is also included in your risa neder, you can't drink, have hano what comes out of it. Kimi boilon comes out when the Gromi Bachom have a question, where was his doubt? If he says a lashon of b'sheini toyim, that was the question mainly. Somebody just says he makes an issa neder kainim malai sheini toyim zaisim. I'm making issa neder. I won't taste olives. So that's the shaila. Dafka lav dafka. Is that dafka to say you mean that you can't even eat what have anor what comes out of it, or maybe not? That's the question. Is sheini toyim by itself enough to make it also what comes out of the grapes? What comes out of the olives? That's the shaila. If you say the word elu, that for sure is enough. The shaila, if you only say the word she'en yitoyim, is that enough also? So on this Toshma, come and bring your proof. We had before, if somebody says dag dogim, she'en yitoyim, somebody says he's not going to be able to eat fish, he's making a nisa neder, that he cannot eat dag and dogim, which we said before, it means ben gedoyl and mektanim, so it's also behen, he's also to eat fish, ben gedoyl and ben ketanim. Bein chayim, bein mevusholim. Whether it's cooked or whether it's raw, you can't eat it. But umuta betris trufa. But your muta, you're allowed to eat tris trufa. Fish, the chopped up fish, that you're allowed to. Uvetzir. And you saw some muta to have the tzir. So l'chura, you see clearly that even though you said a loshen shein etoyim, you said you won't be able to taste the fish, still we say the tzir. The brine, the juice that comes out of the fish is muta. So you see clearly, just by saying the words, ein yitoyim, you do not mean to include what comes out of it. You only mean to say fish is also, but not the juice that comes out. Someone says, no, it could be there's no proof from that halacha. It could be the Mishnah over there is talking about where the juice came out of the fish before you made the neder. In other words, you have two, a big fish and a small fish. And they already got the juice, the oil came out of the fish. And now someone comes and makes a neder and says, Sheini toyim, dog dogim, I can't taste from these big fish. And these small fish, so since he said a loshen, Sheini toyim, after the juice came out already, and Echnami then taka the juice for sure is muta. And the Ran says, Liyolam Sheini toyim nami davke. It could be really, if you say the word Sheini toyim, it's even also for you to have hano from what comes out of it. You can't drink the wine or the olive, the oil. It means where the brine already came out of the fish before you made your nether. So at the time when you made the nether, you only meant to say this, the fish that are here, that I can't be toyim. You didn't say the word elu. You just said like dag dogim, shein toyim. So you only meant to say what comes out from now on. But if you already have brine juice that was taken already, the oil of the fish that was taken out before already, before you made the nether, that's for sure it's not included in your nether. So a koponah comes out to suffix really, if somebody says, she'eni toyim mi peiros, is it also for you to have enjoyment from the yoytzim or not? So the Ran says, olinyin alocha, bi'elu pshitl on the davko v'yosa. If you say the word elu, these fruits, this meat, for sure what comes out is also awesome. But b'sheinu toyim, if you only say you won't taste from this food, then it's a safek in the Gemara. For lo yeshita, the Gemara doesn't come out. V'chivon lo yeshita, mashma d'natim l'chumra. You have to go l'chumra. That since l'maisa it's a safek in the raisa, safek is a neder, safek in the dorm, you have to go l'chumra. The Ranag also explains that Vikuman the Yomi says some learned the Pshat, Taino time of the Yosef Yetzim him. You know why what comes out of the grapes is also Mishum the Chivan the Nochas Kule Hai, Lidyuka, Mashma the Daite, Akol Maide Nothing Minayu. Since you went to say Elu, like Paris Elu Alai, since you said the extra word Elu, or El Shein Yetoyim, you said the extra words, then for sure you mean to say even what comes out of it. That's the Svarah. But later he says, when the Das Rambam is not mashmal like that, the Rambam says, Loshona neder, Loshona shvua. The Lav Mishum Yitura the Lishnu, it's not because he said an extra word. Eloshaloshon bi'atzma mechiyakein. The Loshon shein yoichel. V'shein yitoyim, mashma shoise kol achilotim abomihim. The Rambam is mashmal not because he said an extra word. But that's what you mean when you say Paris Elu Alai. Elu means these and whatever comes out of it, that's also included in your nether.